This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, if you know what I mean, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and the sort of bad guys, and of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you were tuned in listening for the velvety voice of Brad Vedeen, he is off today somewhere in South Dakota that I talked to him earlier about. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley live here today from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina here in the bunker where it is a gorgeous day outside. We're not going to open the phone lines today because we're going to hit this really fast. We've got four guests that are going to be with us today impacting the culture, most of them in the area of the arts. And so I want to introduce you to these people. I want to get to them as soon as I can. But real quick, if you want to check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can find us on Facebook at Bradley Dean or Sons of Liberty. And also, you can follow Bradley at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. And that's Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Now, our first segment, I've got a new friend, a brother in the Lord that I talked to a couple of months ago. He's got a new movie out. His name is Dr. Patrick Johnson. Now, he's going to be the first half of the family, and he said, I'm going to save the best for last. That's his wife, who will be at the end of the show, Lord willing. He is a family practice physician. He's the founder of the Association of Pro-Life Physicians. He's an author. He's a husband, a father. He has written books. He has started to produce a movie, one we're probably going to talk about today called The Reliant, that is scheduled to be out very soon here. And so I want to welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Dr. Patrick Johnson. Patrick, thank you for joining me, man.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Tim. God bless you, man.
Yeah, you too. You too. And now I wanted to have you on because we're talking about people, as we say here, that do the stuff. They're not just sitting back and reading or pointing the finger at somebody else or waiting, you know, to be, as we say, raptured from responsibility. They're out there building the kingdom in whatever way they can, advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is what our true forefathers had when they came off the Mayflower. They said they were here to do just that, advance the Christian faith. And you're one of those guys. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing, and especially about your new movie you got come out.
Well, thank you. My heart's always been in evangelism and being salt and light in our nation, trying to turn us back to God. And I was awakened to the crisis in our nation in college. Went to a very decadent university, Florida State University, where I met my wife. You know, the Bible says that when gross darkness is upon us and upon the people, the glory of the Lord still shines upon us.
Yes,
and
amen.
God shined on me through my wife. She was such a blessing to my life, and we have 10 children now. So I'm a family man first, but I want to be a reformer, turn our nation back to God. And one of the ways I've done that is through writing. I'm writing my 11th novel right now, and filmmaking. I wrote and produced Reliant, the movie called The Reliant, which will be coming to theaters later this year.
Okay, and let's inform people. Now, you're doing this based off your book, and tell people what The Reliant is about, because one of the things that you told me about it when you showed me the film was it wasn't an overt Second Amendment film, but it definitely dealt with issues about guns.
Yes, we wanted to create a winsome movie that would change minds on the subject of the right to keep and bear arms. You know, most of our money spent on education the public is in creating documentaries and magazines that people who agree with us read. That doesn't change minds. And so I wanted to create just a great story, a classic, a nonstop action film full of twists and turns and wonderful violence, if I could say that as a Christian filmmaker. You know, meaningful, realistic, heartwarming, and, you know, all the elements of a good story, you know, romance, unexpected twists and turns. But I wanted a message that would be winsome on the subject of the keep and bear, of the right to keep and bear arms. And a matter of fact, we got a third of our $1.3 million of funding, which I raised from 49 investors, from Second Amendment folks who thought this was a great story to impact the culture on the subject of the right to keep my arms. We're losing the culture, our university and our high schools. If it came down to a vote from them, we would lose the right to keep and bear arms. We would be gone. And so we are losing the culture. Right now, we're in such a state as a nation that it's just a matter of time before we are disarmed. So we can be like, well, I got my guns, and at least my kids are going to be okay. But our grandkids won't. And so we need to preserve freedom from them. And to do that, we're going to have to change minds. And that means speaking the language of the culture. And I think one of the most influential ways to impact the culture is good cinema.
No, I totally agree. In fact, that's one of Bradley's messages, is to do what we do now for our posterity. That was our forefathers' view, too, that we leave something to our children, and hopefully it is not more of God's judgment, but it is more of his blessings on the people who are obedient to him. Now, with that said, your movie is starring Kevin Sorbo. People remember him from God's Not Dead and the Hercules film and things of this nature. But you're not just promoting Second Amendment, and we've got about a minute left here with you. You're not just promoting Second Amendment. You're promoting a biblical worldview in this movie, too. So you've got about a minute. Fill it with words. And then before you finish, tell us how people can find out more about you.
Well, Brian Bosworth is the villain in the story, and he is one of the chief redemptive characters in the film, and he is a NFL Seahawks, former NFL Seahawks football player, college football Hall of Famer, and just an amazing actor, and I was honored to be able to bring him on. And also we had an actor named Blake Burt, who in my opinion is going to be like a future Matt Damon or Tom Cruise. He's an amazing actor, and you're going to see that when you see The Reliant. Performances are spectacular. And so they can learn more about the movie at thereliantmovie.com. And we should be coming to theaters here within 3 to 6 months.
Okay. All right. And people can pick up your books, too, at Amazon if they'll just put in Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Johnston. Not Johnson, but Johnston with a T.
Yeah.
And they can pick up your novels there, too.
Yeah, we got all my novels at DocJohnstonNovels.com.
Okay.
DocJohnstonNovels.com. I try to write thrillers. I even have two Amish fiction novels, which are great ways to encapsulate. It's a good marriage kind of thing to help repair some of the culture's damage to marriage and reform it with the Word
okay,
of God.
Patrick,
you were doing. Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, brother. We got to go to break. Thank you.
All right. Lord bless you, bro.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line we have with us our next guest, who I've known about for a while, interviewed her for an article several years back on one of her albums, and she's impacting the culture not only through family, which is a long-time goal, but also through music and also through helping other artists build their business with music. And she is a wife, a mother. She's an author and a musician and a homeschooling mom. And she has written the book Diapers, Dishes, and Dominion, How Christian Housewives Can Change the World. And she also puts out Celtic metal, which I love, because when I was growing up in the 80s, I often said that metal music should have harps and violins and pipes and all that stuff going with it. And now somebody like Leah, our next guest, Leah McHenry, is on the line. And Leah, thank you for joining us here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hey, it's great to finally speak with you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sure, sure. Now, look, I'll just tell people, I bought your albums. I first bought them for my oldest daughter. She really loves those things, and I love the music. I've been sharing it with the kids' friends as they come over from The Quest, your new album. And what I wanted to do was bring you on today because we're talking about people who impact the culture. And we're talking about for good, not for the bad stuff. And you're one of those people. You've helped housewives who face some of the same things that you face. You are helping young and up-and-coming artists build their business with their music and things of that nature. But you're also a homeschool mom. You're a wife. And you're building your own business with music, even without touring, and you're doing very well at it. You want to tell people what you're doing, how you're doing it, and how they can get in touch with you doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, my whole music business, which I run out of my home with all the kids and everything, it all stemmed out of trying to figure out. I mean, I was always going to do music no matter what, whether it's playing in my basement, whatever. I'm a songwriter. But we came into some financial hardship, and I had to figure out what could I do with my own talents and gifts that wouldn't have me outside of the home. Like, we have five little kids running around. And so I just decided to really figure out, how can I market my music? I'm not a touring artist. Doesn't make sense for us to get on a tour bus. That's not really going to work. So I started studying business, and I stopped studying the music industry, believe it or not. I found everything in the music industry that was telling me to do stuff very unhelpful. Some of it was really outdated with this whole new streaming era that we're in. And so I started studying business because I saw all these amazing businesses online just flourishing. And I thought, if I can just learn what they're doing, it's probably going to work for music. And it was a very awkward thing to try and learn, but I did learn it. And sure enough, months later, I hit the six-figure mark in my own personal music business. And that was just a tremendous blessing for a family. And I was like, wow, I can't even believe that this is happening. Somebody pinch me. I have no idea. I had to try and figure out what I did so I could do it more, So that was the beginning of it. And then, I ended up writing this little ebook because a lot of my friends and other mom tour musicians and stuff were asking me, Leah, what are you doing? So I ended up writing this little ebook, and it was called The Online Musician. And I basically documented everything that I had done, everything I learned about niche marketing, social media, following up with fans, email marketing, all the stuff that I was learning in business. And that little ebook, it was selling a little bit, but as time went on, I realized that this would be so much more powerful if we put it into a video format. So that's what we did. So our first big, my first flagship product that was an information product on the music business was called The Online Musician. And then from there, we just basically launched an academy, an online academy, and that was in late 2015. And since then, we've helped thousands and thousands of musicians all around the world launch and market their independent music online using the internet, whether they tour or don't tour. Everything that we teach basically helps them to promote their music. So we've had, it has been a crazy ride. I had no idea that what I was about to do would impact that many people around the world. So it has been really fun. So that's kind of in a nutshell.
Yeah. And for people who don't know, it's called SavvyMusicianAcademy.com. And I can't help think of Jack Sparrow when I hear that. One of the things that strikes me is that you're doing it all out of your home. I was thinking as how you're teaching moms, even my son is influenced by that and his music endeavors by what you're doing, and you're impacting a future out of that. And from what we talked about before, you have a pretty strong Christian background. You run in some of the same circles that I have run. I worked for Dr. Gary North and then Rush Dooney and people like that, and they've influenced some of your worldview so that you take a strong stand, even in your songwriting, against tyranny, against lawfulness, against, and seeing how man has been flawed. I know you don't use the particular terms of sin and stuff, but you see his flaws in there and how he's in, what the flaws do, how he is in destruction, as the Bible says. But then you're also communicating a message of redemption to people in your songwriting when you're putting that out. Do people pick up on that? Do they talk to you about any of this kind of stuff at all?
Well, it's really funny because I do, I consider myself a little more stealthy than, say, the average Christian artist out there who, they're in a Christian genre. I've always said, the Christian genre is really just a marketing niche. It doesn't say anything about the person. It says nothing about their worldview or anything, right? It's just a genre. It's a, they give awards to it, the Dove Awards, whatever. But you can't really separate the art from the artist. And so right. It doesn't matter. Whatever your worldview is, it's going to come out one way or the other. So because I know my fans and I know my niche and I know who loves this kind of music, I didn't think it would serve them, or I didn't think it would be effective. And it's not my writing style to just come right out and just, plaster Jesus all over my lyrics. So I just write artistically, right? I just make good art. That's all I'm concerned about, is make amazing music, make amazing art, and people will listen to it. And it's funny because people make wrong assumptions about my music all the time. And yes, I say other believers definitely pick up on my worldview. They know when they hear it. But other people who are not, they don't have biblical knowledge, they don't understand that, I have pagans, witches, atheists, like they all love my music and they're singing it. And I'm like, I'm totally fine with that. You can go ahead. And I had one person write to email to me, hey, can we play your music on our Druid or like neo-pagan, radio show? I said, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely play it there. So, I just see it as, you know, kind of blasting that message out into the darkness and you know, let the chips fall where they may.
No, I agree. And Bradley is a musician as well. And he usually is sitting in here on Sons of Liberty Radio. And that's the thing. He points people to that, oftentimes the people who are writing the songs end up influencing the people who write our laws or who represent us. And we want them to have the right kind of mindset when they, if they go into office. Now, obviously, we want them to honor the Lord, but we want them to have a right worldview in that. So I see exactly what you're saying. Now, when you people can find you, by the way, at leahthemusic.net. And
it's Leah Music.
I'm sorry.
Leahmusic.net. Yep.
Okay. And they can find you also at Savvy Musician Academy if they want to find out how to build their business with their music and stuff like that. And one of the things that you struck me when we were talking about before was you're teaching other mothers. And there's a lot of moms out there who want to do something from the home. They want to help in the home. They want to help their husbands achieve their goals and stuff. And you're helping to do that in your home by what you're doing what you love. What kind of encouragement can you give to them? We've got a little over a minute here. What kind of encouragement can you give to them?
You know, it's the principle of taking the little that you have and turning it into much. So I didn't think that my little music hobby would turn into a six-figure business or the information product that I made out of it turn into a seven-figure business. I had absolutely no idea that would ever happen. All I knew was that I got to take this little talent, this little gift I have, this interest, this hobby, and I got to make it, anything I can get out of it, I'm gonna make it happen as much as God will allow me to do that. And he did. He totally blessed it. So I would just say, whatever your passion is, you need to go with it and you need to increase your skill set as much as humanly possible. And with the internet these days, there's absolutely nothing you can't do. You can run a six or seven, even eight figure business from your home. So we're very blessed to live in that era.
Yeah, amen, amen. Okay, one last time, right before the break, we've got about 25 seconds or so. Tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, like you said, if they want to listen to my music, it's leahmusic.net. I'm on Spotify. You'll find me in L-E-A-H, all caps, on Spotify. If you're interested in the music business side of things, it's savvymusicianacademy.com. You can definitely contact us there.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Leah. I appreciate you joining us on such short notice, and God bless you there.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is pushing back after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said Attorney General William Barr committed a crime by lying to Congress. Now, Barr was a no-show at a House Judiciary hearing on Thursday. saying he did not want to be questioned by committee lawyers. McCarthy tells reporters it was Chairman Jerry Nadler who caused all the problems.
We expected to hear from AG Attorney General Barr. Chairman Nadler decided to change the rules to satisfy the very obvious desire to impeach President Trump.
The California Republican was speaking at his weekly press conference. A 22-year-old accused of killing two students at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, is appearing in court on Thursday. Tristan Terrell has been charged with two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder. Police believe he did target the Kennedy building on the school campus, but a motive remains unclear. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty halftime here. Now, we've already covered a guy and a girl who are impacting the culture in film and music. And now we're going to give you a guy and a girl who are impacting the culture in film and activism. And on the line with me is Brian Godaway. He's a screenwriter of the award-winning feature film To End All Wars, starring Kiefer Sutherland. And I highly recommend it because this is where I actually learned of Brian. He was on the board of a company I worked for back in 2012, I think it was at this time, knifingcouncil.com at that time. And Brian is there right in the midst of things there out in the California area where there is that kind of influence that we spoke about with Leah. She's speaking about music. He deals in writing. He is an author. He is a screenwriter. And, in fact, he's got a couple of books out called Hollywood Worldviews, Watching Films with Wisdom and Discernment, and Word Pictures, Knowing God Through Story and Imagination. And I'm happy to welcome Brian Godaway to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Welcome, Brian.
Thanks for having me on, Tim.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because, like I said, the first place I learned about you was in the movie To End All Wars, which is based off a real World War I story. And
true.
the picture of redemption in that was just incredible. I mean, you were overtly saying, you know, presenting a gospel, but you were doing it through the art and what you were teaching and how that's played out of what Bradley likes to talk about with our veterans. He says they portray in the natural what Christ did for us in the spiritual and in giving their lives, bleeding and dying for them. And, so you want to tell people a little bit about yourself, about what you do, when it comes to films and such?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, I mean, Twin Little Wars, in a way, it was my first movie. And you can still get it, like, used DVDs and stuff on Amazon, I think, pretty cheap. They're probably going to have a new distribution deal soon where you'll be able to, you know, rent it or whatever, download it from Amazon or Netflix, one of those companies. But, you know, that movie embodied pretty much the heart and soul of my personal vision, which was, you know, to tell stories in the mainstream or in the secular world, so to speak, but that had Christian worldviews. And, you know, for me, Chariots of Fire had been, you know, many, many years ago, back in 1981 or something like that. And Chariots of Fire was a movie that really inspired me because that was the example of, you know, the Oscar-winning feature film that was a secular movie, but it had a strong Christian, a muscular Christian worldview in it. And that's kind of been my goal, you know, ever since. And I've studied film and written for film with that goal. But something also has kind of occurred along the way that has been an opening up of my storytelling, because, you know, it's really hard to get movies made. They're like it's almost impossible. No, I would say it's impossible to get movies made. And so when a movie does get made, it's almost a miracle because so many things have to come together and have to work. And there's so many moving parts that, and a few parts can fall apart and the whole thing falls apart. So, in light of that, as much as I work on my movies and, you know, not as many of them get made as I would like, but, you know, you just keep working. And, you know, in recent years, I started writing novels. You know, I'd actually written a screenplay about a Bible story that I thought would make a great Hollywood movie. No one had done it in so long. No one had done it this really cool way that I discovered. And as I was writing it and I started going out the script, I found out Darren Aronofsky was making a movie about the same story, Noah. And my script was Noah Primeval. And so I realized, well, you know, he's probably going to get the movie made and beat me to the punch because I didn't have a lot of big connections. So I thought, well, you know what? I want to at least get my story out so that I won't be perceived as having copied him or something, you know? So I decided to transfer it into a novel form. And when I did that, it ended up just, you know, becoming a hit in the biblical fiction area of Amazon, you know? And it launched me on my second aspect of my career, which is writing biblical fiction novels. And since then, I've written, you know, like, a, you know, oh, man, I don't know, 15 different novels, biblical fiction. They've all been bestsellers on Amazon. And because, I think that it's a niche of interest that people really are hungry for good, strong, not Sunday school sort of namby-pamby approach to the Bible, but gritty, realistic, you know, almost, you know, Game of Thrones meets the Bible type of thing, because that's how I write. And I write like the Bible. The Bible's very expressive sometimes of violence, and it doesn't shy away from depicting the sin of mankind. And right. I was surprised to find that Christians have really connected with that. And look, it's not exploitative or gratuitous, but it definitely deals with that. And that's been one aspect that I've always had a problem with, why I have not usually been interested in the Christian movie realm or the Christian novel realm, because there's that tendency to sort of want to have a rosy-colored sort of, you know, 1950s television-style writing or something where it doesn't connect with the real problems of today, you know? And so I've tended to shy away from that, but it's kind of funny that I landed on I followed the opportunity. So, in other words, I had not anticipated this, but God blessed this, you know, storytelling of mine. So I thought, hey, I'll follow the opportunity. And it's ended up being a major blessing and a really exciting way of many people who are telling me that these stories have made the Bible come alive to them in a way that they've been sort of dead to the scriptures for years, you know. And the reason why is because, you know, not only do I write about the sort of the reality, the gritty reality of evil that God redeems us from, but I also deal with the supernatural element of the Bible and you know, angels and watchers and Nephilim and all this kind of weird stuff that you read that people don't understand, and I help make sense of that in this picture in the stories. And so that's been a really exciting, really a surprise ministry. I had not anticipated it, but God gave it to me, so I followed the opportunity.
Right. And part of what a lot of people don't get, you were talking about mamby-pamby. I think it's more or less sanitized, because when we look to the scriptures, we see stuff like a woman taking a guy who is the enemy of the people of God and putting a tent stake through his head. Now, most Christian women don't like to think of such a thing, but, you know, she was praised for doing that. That was a good thing. Or we find men seeking refuge in a harlot's house, of all people, and she believes that their God is the true God, and she wants God to spare her family, and she becomes the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma, you know, in the line of Christ. And so you see all of this kind of stuff in there, and I think this is something where, you know, the genre and the things you write can come to play into people, and like you said, without being gratuitous or salacious or anything like that, you're just presenting the facts as they are. And one of those things is that you've got on your site, we talked about this for a little bit, was you wanted to do a movie, and you did a little short outtake that people can find at godawa.com, godawa.com. It's called Cruel Logic. Do you want to tell people about what you're trying to present in that and how you're trying to push the worldviews and the logic of people who are at war with God, as it were?
Yeah, you know, I read a script called Cruel Logic a few years ago and haven't been able to get it made as a movie yet. Like I said, it's really difficult, but it's going to be a novel soon. But nevertheless, in the course of writing that, I was inspired by the fact that I've always been in apologetics and I've always been an artist. And those two worlds don't often come together. You know, the apologists tend to be intellectual, theological, and artists tend to be more imaginative and less rooted in rationality at times, to their detriment, I might add. But I kind of feel like I'm a strange combination of both. And so what happened was I would listen to apologetics like Walter Martin from years ago, and I remember him talking about, you know, debating with an atheist, and he stood there and he said he's getting so frustrated with the atheist because the atheist was trying to say there's morality, but the truth is his atheism doesn't provide a foundation for it. So he finally said, okay, look, it's 1938 Germany, and I'm a Nazi soldier pointing my gun at you and you're a Jew. Give me one reason why I shouldn't kill you, you know? And that stuck in my craw for years. And so I finally got inspired to say, well, what if there was a serial killer who actually did the same thing, but he went around to university professors who were, you know, brilliant guys, right? And of course, they're all secular, godless people with their philosophies from materialism to what have you. And he captured them and he videotaped them and debated them. And the topic of the debate was his moral right to kill them. And so he would ask them, give me one valid, rational reason why I should let you go, why I shouldn't kill you, and I'll let you go. And of course, you know, their godless philosophies don't provide a foundation for morality, so they don't actually, they're not able to actually win. And so I wanted to sort of do a little short one scene out of the movie, just to sort of show the heart and feel of what it might be. And so, yeah, that's called Cruel Logic. And it's a, you know, 7-minute short on my website there at godawa.com. But, and like I say, you know, I'm still trying to get the movie made, and I'm probably going to be writing the novel within the next year or so. And, so that's a way that you can take you can embody a Christian worldview, you can incarnate it within the story rather than sort of tacking it on in this sort of preachy way of, you know, oh, then we go to the church and we have to pray with the pastor and, you know, taking that worldview and putting it into contexts that aren't the typical context, you know?
Right. It's putting it into real life is what it's doing. It's making people think about how this applies to real life. Okay, we've got about 10 seconds. Tell people how they can get a hold of you, Brian.
Well, you know, everything's on my website at godawa.com, godawa.com. A lot of free, cool stuff, a lot of videos, a lot of information on all my novels. But all my novels are in Kindle, paper, or audiobook at Amazon.com.
Okay. Brian Godwin, thank you so much for joining us here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to the activist mommy. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, welcome back to SonsLibertyRadio.com, SonsLibertyMedia.com. Final segment here. We began with Johnston. We're going to end with Johnston. In text this afternoon, I got told that I'm saving the best for last. On the line, we have Elizabeth Johnston, who's a best-selling author, speaker, and activist who educates and inspires the public on the burning social and moral issues of the day that are important to families and patriots. And above all, she is a wife and mother. Wife to Patrick, who was on at the first of the show. And Elizabeth is, she's a troublemaker too, because I know, because I've seen some of the posts, I've seen some of the things that's been done to her. And Elizabeth, I want to welcome you to the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, it's an honor to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you with us. Now, what I want to talk about is, now you're just wife and mom here, okay? And you're doing, we talked with Leah, in the first half of the show, and Leah went out doing music. She's a homeschool mom. She's got five kids, and she's just doing her thing with her gifts that God's given her in music and teaching other people about how to do business and stuff. But now you're a lady who kind of takes it right to the forefront, and we're going to talk about some of that that you do at activistmommy.com. But can you kind of lay out to us, how did you get to doing what you were doing? What brought all of it about? What kind of impact are you having?
Well, you're right. I am just an ordinary mom, and that's all God needs. You know, David crushed Goliath with a few small stones, and all God needs is willing vessels, and that's just what I have been. Really, this started a couple of years ago. I never intended on being a public figure. I've been a diaper bag carrying mother for 20 years and have 10 children. I'm a homeschool mom myself. But when Obama issued his transgender bathroom directive in the public schools a couple of years ago, a few years ago, I should say, I no longer recognized my country. I was truly frightened for the America that my children and future grandchildren would grow up in. And so I got off the sidelines and got on the front lines of this culture war. And I filmed my first little video, and 70 million video views later, lo and behold, there was a real hunger in our culture for a no-nonsense, bold, and biblical response to the burning social and moral issues of the day. And that's just what I've been doing the last few years. It's turned into a book deal and, you know, lots of speaking engagements. And I just want to be used of God to help push back the tide of, you know, radical leftist cultural Marxism in this country, which seeks to truly change what our values are here in America and what we stand for.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, and I like that kind of raw kind of battle-ready kind of attitude. I know Bradley likes it. He's normally sitting in here at the Sons of Liberty Radio, and one of the things that we talk about is just every ordinary day people who would just take a stand and call out the tyranny, the lawlessness, even the sins of the church, and call people to repentance. I mean, that is the gospel message, is to call people back to repentance and to receive God's blessing as a result. If we don't, what are we going to get? We're going to get more of God's judgments and his cursing.
Yes. Yes, that's the focus of my book that I wrote, Not on My Watch. It's really just stories of how ordinary, everyday moms and dads and grandparents can really radically transform our culture, push back against this leftist agenda, protect children from sexual exploitation, et cetera, end abortion in our country. These things can be done by ordinary individuals, and they're best done by ordinary individuals, not well-funded, huge, you know, organizations with a lot of overhead. And for instance, you'll read in Not on My Watch the story of how I burned a Teen Vogue magazine, filmed a little video that I thought a couple of people might watch. Burned a Teen Vogue magazine when I learned that Teen Vogue was teaching teenagers how to sodomize one another in a fashion magazine. Yeah. And you know, I was ruthlessly mocked for this. I was called a Nazi book burner. I was told that I was doing nothing but selling more Teen Vogue magazines for them by giving them the publicity. That video was viewed 15 million times. And 5 months later, a publication by a large company corporation called Condé Nast, which has been in print since I was a little girl, Teen Vogue, 5 months later, shuttered their print edition, and they no longer are in print. And so one person who is willing to, yes, be bullied, yes, be doxxed, yes, get death threats, yes, be a little hated, but admired as well, admired by the country for your bold stand. If you are willing to do that, if all 80 million of us who name the name of Christ in this country would rise up and be salt and light and truly love our neighbor enough to stand against this assault on our values, we would not live in the same nation.
Well, come on. Bradley would say if somebody was in a black church, if you was in a black church, they would say, bring it down, sister. That's what they would say. And, you know, I felt the same thing. I've had conservatives tell me, you know, you can't call the woman who pays the hitman to murder her baby. You can't call her a criminal. She's a victim. And these are the pro-life people. These are not the other people. These are the pro-life people. I've had conservatives tell me, you can't call people sodomites to identify what they're actually doing, because, well, you might lose some dollars over that. Now, let me just show you, let me just tell the audience a couple of things that you've put out here recently, because I'm going to be writing on a couple of these things because they were sent my way. ACLU Teachers Union opposed ban on sexual relationships between students and school employee, as if that needs to even be written about. I mean, then you have a Christian adoption agency, which, by the way, me and my wife, we have 10 kids, too. We're just across the line. We're neighbors. We're in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. You're in U.S. occupied state of North Carolina. A Christian adoption agency we went to before, they want like $20,000 to adopt just a minority kid. You're warning people that Christian adoption agencies are beginning to place children in LGBT homes. You're telling people what the mainstream media, and I might add, even Fox News, doesn't want to talk about, because if the truth is known, Fox News has been promoting the LGBT agenda for some time now. We have that well documented. You're telling people this, and I know Facebook, I know other places want to shut you down for doing that.
Yeah, I definitely experienced censorship, and I never intended on being a publisher of a blog, but this all happened very quickly and very organically. And as people began to see me respond with a biblical response, because we believe the Bible does have the answer for all of life, when they saw me responding to these issues, they started sending me things, and they were desperate to get my take on it. They wanted me to ignite the activists that follow me to get involved in these areas. In fact, just today, I'm getting all these emails from different publications, media outlets, who are asking me for quotes about radical sex ed that is being pushed right now, major push for not only statewide but federal legislation, including gender-bending sodomy sex education in our public taxpayer-funded schools by organizations like Planned Parenthood and Human Rights Campaign. But, I never intended for all this to happen, but as people just started, really crying out to me for help on these issues, we would mount a response. We would, send out an article and wake people up. And it's really an effective way to ignite the masses these days. Social media is really the old Roman road. And here I am, a stay-at-home mother. I film my videos from my 15-passenger van, and I write.
Yep.
We write our articles and our newsletter from the comfort of my living room. It's truly incredible what we can do through social media today.
Yeah, and it was like you were saying, it's the David who's willing to go in the name of the Lord against the Philistine who's mocking the armies of God. While oftentimes the armies of God, sad to say, have become effeminized, and they want to cower in the face of the enemy when they should be attacking, trusting that God fights their battles for them if they'll just stand up. And you're doing that, but you're not usurping your role. That's the great thing, because I have so many people who say, well, women can just go out here and do the role of the men. No, they do what they're supposed to do, and they encourage the men to be men and do what men are supposed to do.
Well, I hope that having 10 children of my own that I'm educating has maybe in a little small way given me the right to speak on some of these issues in the eyes of others. And, most pundits who are talking on these issues haven't really earned that right. I mean, a lot of them don't even have children. And so this is an issue that greatly affects all of us. And even though I'm a homeschool mom, some of these troubling things being taught to the kids in the public schools, again, gender-bending, pornographic sex education, this affects all of us, because these kids are tomorrow's judges and lawyers and doctors, and we're paying for it.
Elizabeth, we got 10 seconds. Tell people where they can find you. ActivistMommy.com, right?
Yep, ActivistMommy.com. You'll find everything there.
Okay, thank you for joining us. 23 hours, we'll be back with you. See ya.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.